shit, someone's coming. Hi. I didn't hear you come up. Are those homemade cupcakes? I didn't know you could bake. Yeah, Sarah doesn't really have much of a sweet tooth these days. She says she's trying to get ready for bikini season. Yeah, well, you know how she is. She's so lucky having a dad like you who's actually handy in the kitchen. I've been on my own for a while now, so it's always just kind of been me who's done all the cooking and cleaning in my place. No, it's nothing too crazy. Either way, when you're by yourself, you tend to pick things up quickly, so... You're sweet to worry like that. But trust me, you've done more than enough for me. I mean, when I told Sarah they were doing renovations on my place, I never would have expected you to offer to let me stay here with you. I mean, you say it's not a big deal, but how many people have a big spare bedroom like this? Let alone would offer to put up their daughter's friend for a week. I am beyond grateful. Seriously, if there's anything I can do for you at all, sir, don't hesitate to ask. What? You squirmed a little when I called you that. You don't like it? I don't know. It feels a little weird for you to ask me to call you by your first name. If it were up to me, I'd try to see if I could get away with calling you Daddy. Oh my god, are you blushing? You are! It's almost like you've never been called that before. What, really? You don't say. I am not plotting anything, I swear. I just find it interesting that somebody with your dominant kind of energy hasn't really met somebody who's empowered him to feel that way. Wait, where are you going? Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Sarah gets kind of cranky if she doesn't have dinner on time. Well, thank you again for letting me stay over. I'll try not to make too much more work for you while I'm here. Oh, hey, there you are. I was looking all over the house for you. I had no idea you'd be in the garage. I always pegged you as a car wash kind of guy, not someone who'd be standing here with a hose and a bucket. Yeah, I guess it hasn't rained in a while, so it makes sense why you'd be looking to get all that dirt off. What do you mean? Don't you soap up your car before it rains? Well, yeah, it doesn't evenly clean everything, but hey, free water, right? Guys are such sticklers about their cars, I swear. Oh, Sarah? Yeah, I think she went to class already. She said something about handing in her psychology final. I already finished mine and sent it in last week, so other than my history final on Friday, I'm free as a bird. Why don't I help you wash up your car? It's no trouble at all, really. So, where do you want me to start? Yeah, I can handle that. And you'll take care of the roof then. I'm way too short for that. Did you just spray me? No fair, my bra's still in the dryer. Well, two can play at this game.
See?
Not so fun getting drenched now, is it?
Wait, no, I take it back. Get back here!
Are you okay? I didn't mean to, fuck. I never noticed how pretty your eyes were. I can only imagine how many women must have gotten lost in them. Or how soft your lips look. It almost makes me want to. Wait. Sorry, I know I shouldn't have done that, but the way you were looking at me, the way your eyes followed my every curve once you sprayed me with that hose, the way you gripped my hips to stop me from hitting the ground full force, it made me feel a few things. Sarah would kill me for saying this, but, you know, I've always had a crush on you. Ever since the day you came to our freshman orientation, I haven't been able to stop thinking about you, if I'm being honest. You look so good in that suit that just hugged you perfectly. You forgot to shave that morning, too, I remember. So, look, it's just you and me right now, no one else. No one has to know. We can just pretend this was a happy accident. It's been so long since you've been with someone, hasn't it? A rugged man like you must feel so lonely at night. Or in the shower. Oh, well, I might have walked in on you once when you were having your alone time. And I might have gotten wet thinking about it later in bed. You keep saying this isn't right, but you're making zero effort to move away from me right now. I may be your daughter's friend, but I can't help but think deep down, you've been thinking about me too. Like maybe you're imagining what it'd be like to squeeze this perfect plump ass of mine, or how perfect your hand would look around my throat. You want me, don't you, Daddy? Hey now, don't look away from me. You soaked me earlier with the hose. I'm just trying to make sure I don't catch a cold. You see how soaked I am, right? You see how my tight, pink little pussy pulsates and drips for you? I bet it would feel so good to slide inside me right now. I'd grip you so well, so snug, like a vice. Look how deep my fingers go. You see them disappear? Oh, fuck. I've come so much thinking about you, Daddy. Alone in my bed at night, playing with myself, imagining those rough hands gripping me, pinning me, pulling my long hair back. Oh, so you are into that. Look how hard you are. Can I take a taste, Daddy? Bring it closer. Oh, fuck.
You taste so good, Daddy. Giving me permission?
I figured you'd be more experienced than me, but I had no idea you'd be this good. Listen, the next time you feel like jerking off in the shower, do you mind if I join you? Sarah's probably going to be busy with summer classes, so
I can keep you company in any room of this house.